The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Harry Nelson, NELSON. This is a treble exercise stress test, file EST space Nelson space H, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination 10/24/22, referring physician Michelle Messiano, MP. I think it's actually APN. Michelle Messiano. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's APN, Michelle Messiano, APN. But you can double-check that. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 47-year-old male with history of hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, Topalexel, 50 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG. Actually, make that 47-year-old male with history of inappropriate tachycardia and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, Topalexel, 50 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 80, period, baseline heart rate, 96 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 171, parentheses, 98% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25650, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to attaining almost 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient, correction, of at least 10 mets, period. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a mildly accelerated heart rate response to exercise with almost achieving greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate and with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 114 over 76 and a heart rate of 112 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test to 98% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 10 mets comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a mildly accelerated heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Findings potentially related to inappropriate tachycardia and or attributable to his body habitus and level of conditioning, and correction, and deconditioning. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.